Coach here. Today I'm going to do a deep dive into depression. Now, depression affects over 10% of the population. That is more than 264 million people. Depression is quite unique in that it affects our thoughts, behaviors, and feelings, which sometimes makes it difficult for the person suffering from depression or their loved ones to notice when they are depressed. When someone is unwell, we're used to seeing obvious symptoms like vomiting, rashes, or a fever. That's why with depression, it is quite hard to pick up. Those who've experienced depression, however, are so familiar with comments from misguided friends. I know that their friends, family, or loved ones have good intentions and they want to help those suffering from depression and don't like seeing their loved ones sad. So they want to help by offering guidance to eliminate their pain as soon as possible. And I get that. However, we do need to be mindful of these comments. The comments that they might make could include statements such as, get up and go do something, go for a walk, listen to some feel-good music, watch a funny movie, perhaps meditate. While these are all good options, when someone is feeling depressed, it is extremely difficult for them to take these courses of action. They feel a sense of hopelessness. They have a low motivation and energy, which makes it extremely hard to do these things. Even those with depression might have a hard time understanding what they're experiencing, and they often blame themselves for not being able to snap out of it. To understand what depression really is, we need to talk about the symptoms. First of all, depression has symptoms related to how someone feels. These symptoms include nearly constant feelings of sadness, anger, guilt, or hopelessness. The symptoms related to behavior include social withdrawal, a lack of energy, low motivation, poor concentration, sleep problems, or significant changes in appetite. These symptoms can come and go over a period of months or years. A person who experiences depression once is likely to have future episodes. It can seem like someone who is depressed has chosen to be lazy as they sleep all day, or they have decided to stop spending time with friends because they just don't feel like it. But remember, what's in our head isn't imaginary. Our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are influenced by a complex series of chemicals in our brains. A lot of clients whom I've worked with and have suffered from depression often felt uncared for. My advice to you, if you have a friend who is working through depression, just be consistent, even if they push you away or say, I'm fine. I know that by you showing up means the world to them, and it really does help them in combating their depression. The exact causes of depression are poorly understood, but we have an idea of the factors influencing the condition. We know that changes to hormones in the brain called neurotransmitters can have a major effect on depression. Many medications used in the treatment of depression work by increasing the levels of these neurotransmitters. We also know that genetics plays an important role in depression. People who have a family history of depression are more likely to experience the mental health condition. Just because your parents had depression doesn't mean you necessarily will, but the chances are greater. Finally, we know that environmental factors play a role in depression. Living in poverty, experiencing a traumatic event, or other stressful situations may trigger the disorder. That being said, depression does not always have a clear trigger, which often leads to a person not understanding why they feel so down. The treatment for depression usually includes psychotherapy and medication. Either can work on its own, but a combination of both medication and therapy has been found to be the most effective for those who are suffering from severe depression. So, To summarize all that, depression is a condition that's widespread but poorly understood. The symptoms can negatively affect a person's thoughts, feelings, and behavior to a debilitating degree. However, treatments that include medication, psychotherapy, or a combination of the two can help to manage to eliminate the symptoms of depression. Now, if you are concerned for yourself or someone else, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm more than happy to provide you with support and guidance.